Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from my home, almost live, in Branson, Missouri, because today we are giving a witness. We're giving a witness of what we've seen in the world. My daughter Shelley and I are just back from Israel and Brussels, 7 weeks, and what we saw is what's in the newspapers today. It's also what's in Bible prophecy, and we're going to be talking to you this week and next about Gaza, about some of the things you're hearing. Today, we're going to begin with our first stop on our tour. Ariel, capital of what the world calls the West Bank. We met the group there around March 25th or so. And this place that we're visiting, lots of people don't go there because it is on what the world calls the West Bank. It's a beautiful city, about 20,000 or so. And it's people who have come home. And biblically, they see in the Bible that they're supposed to settle in this part of the country. And so they're there. We want to talk to you today. And our main topic is going to be terrorism is of Satan. Terrorism, the world's at war with terrorism, and actually terrorism is at war with God. It's especially against God's people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. And Ariel is a site of terrorism. So, Shelley, I'd like you to read from the book right now, Jeremiah chapter 30 and 31. We're going to start with the chapter. Well, I want them to see that this is a book within a book. Chapter 30, verses, about 1 through 3.
Okay, 1 through 3. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel, and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
So this is a book within a book. Jeremiah 30 and 31, you'll want to read it. And God, even before they're scattered, the Jews are scattered, he prophesies that they're going to come back home. And these things are going to happen when they come back home. Now, what we see at Ariel is they're coming back home. Shelley, now please read Jeremiah 31:10.
Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock.
So in God's plan, he scattered Israel, but now we're in the ingathering time and God is keeping Israel. Now, all these are in Jeremiah 30 and 31, the book within a book. Would you please read concerning the place that Ariel is, Samaria, from Jeremiah 31, 5 and 6.
Okay, 5 and 6. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God.
Now this is a prophecy that in these last days, when God brings home both Israel and Judah, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, they are to come back to Samaria, the land of Ephraim. Ariel is in Samaria, the land of Ephraim. And Shelley, as you know, every time we go there with our groups, we plant vines. We plant these vines because the scripture says one day the Notzrim will come. And actually, that's a word that they call Christians these days. So we always go there, and every time we plant the vines, they give us a certificate that we have fulfilled Bible prophecy. We even get t-shirts that say we have fulfilled Bible prophecy because Christians, us, and many others now, go up to Ariel, to our favorite hotel there, Eshel HaShomron, and we plant vines in that beautiful city founded by Mayor Ron Nachman. Now, if you'll read verse 18 through 21 from Jeremiah 31.
Okay. Verse 18, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastened me, and I was chastened, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God.
Now, just a minute, I want to say what we're hearing here. You know, Ephraim was one of the tribes.
And Ephraim was the tribe that led the northern kingdom and that had the capital of the northern kingdom when they went into rebellion against God. But God is saying that Ephraim, even the northern kingdom of Israel that was scattered, is going to repent, going to turn back to God.
Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Verse 20, is Ephraim my dear son?
This is God talking.
Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities.
God's saying here, Ephraim is going to repent. He is going to come back. And God even calls him a virgin. That's how much he's going to wipe out the sin of the northern kingdom. And he said, you come back, and when you come back, come to the cities. Ariel is one of the cities of Ephraim. We have other cities in that area, but the world calls them West Bank settlements. God told them to come home and settle here, and these people know the Bible, and they know they are supposed to be settled here. In what the world calls the West Bank, there are 92% of the Bible place names. Shechem, Bethel, Hebron, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Jericho, Bethany, all these are on what the Bible calls the West Bank. I mean, what the world calls the West Bank, what the Bible calls Judea and Samaria. Now, right in this capital, Ariel, there is a hotel built by our dear friends Menachem and Tova. Not a lot of Jews go there to the capital of the West Bank to stay. Not a lot of people go there. But Christians go there, Bible-believing Zionist Christians. What are Zionists? That means you believe that God has brought the children of Israel back to Zion and that they have a right to the land. Now, in our hotel where we've been staying, we were their first guests 13 years ago. We have two wonderful friends, Menachem, the husband, and Tova, the wife, Gilboa. Both of them have been hit by terrorists. In March 2002, Tova was hit by a terrorist. She was walking across the lobby of the hotel. The terrorist walked in, standing behind a plant. She looked at him. She saw he was well-dressed, good-looking young man. She spoke a few words to him, and right away she could see that he was not an Israeli. Two soldiers came in. He had been waiting for a busload of soldiers to come outside for hours, and someone reported him. The soldiers come there and change buses. And so the two soldiers walked in, and he put off a bomb right at that time that he had strapped around him. She, of course, went to the hospital. She still has 100 pieces of metal in her body because they packed those bombs with screws, bolts, ball bearings. And that was March 2002. I called her husband, and I said, how is she? And he told me, and I said, do you know who did it? And he said, yes, they're passing out sweets at his father's house and having a party tonight. Well, who could believe it? But in October 2002, Menachem, the husband, was in a terrorist attack. Again, the terrorists had come trying to get to the soldiers who changed buses down there. He saw that it was a terrorist. He tackled the terrorist, took him to the ground, and actually had him to the ground, and another person shot him dead. Menachem got up to walk away to call the bomb squad, and when he did, another soldier just kind of went berserk and shot the terrorist again, and the bomb went off. Menachem was sent to the hospital, and his body now is filled with those metal things that they patch, that they pack into these bombs. So this trip, our trip in March of this year, Menachem said to me, I want you to come see something, and if you think it's right, let whoever wants to in your group see it. They don't have to see it. So he showed me the pictures of the two terrorists, the one that hit his wife and the one that hit him. What was left of them was in this picture. They were both, it's amazing, they were almost the same. The heads were virtually untouched. They were both young men, good-looking young men, I'd say in their early 20s, maybe late teens. And one of them had his eyes open. He was smiling. The other terrorist was face down. But of their bodies, nothing was left but the upper torso. Both arms were blown away. Just under the chest was blown away. Nothing was left but the upper torso with a head on it. In one of them, there were like his intestines were hanging out. And what did you think, Shelley, when you saw it? I didn't know if you could look at it or not.
It was almost surreal. I just thought this young man could have been like my son, and who's 20 years old with the dark hair, and I just wish that every Palestinian mother could have seen that. For some reason, that was my thought.
And I tell you, Shelley, when I looked at those pictures, two things came to me. Mm-hmm. One of them was, no human could do this. Satan is behind it. Satan is just as mean to those Palestinians as he is to the Jews that they're after with the suicide bombs. He has no pity on anyone. I saw those young men and I remembered that the one that hit Tova, Menachem told me, we know who it is. They're having a party at their house tonight. They're celebrating with sweets and they're getting a check from Saddam Hussein. I think he sent them like $12,000. Also, some of the other countries, Arabic countries, would send them money. Satan is behind this. And the Bible says, and it speaks of him and his demise in Isaiah 14. And in that chapter, it tells us that when he goes down to hell, the kings that followed him are going to say, who is this? Are you the one that deceived the nations that caused us to tremble? He's causing people to tremble. Satan is the terrorist, but he will be terrorized. And one thing about these judgments of the last days, he is headed to the pit, and we're glad about that.
Thank God.
Thank God. Isaiah 14:9 says, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the earth. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as us? Art thou become like unto us? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? This is talking about Lucifer and the kings of the earth that he has deceived. They're in hell waiting for him. And when he comes down, they're going to say, what is this? The Bible tells us he shall be brought down, verse 15, to the sides of the pit of hell. And these others shall look upon him narrowly and say, is this the one that made the earth to tremble, that shook kingdoms? Satan is the terrorist. He's the one that's trying to terrify us all. But Philippians said that we give him a message when we are not terrorized. He's coming to judgment. Praise the Lord. All these things are happening right now. Listen in tomorrow. Shalom, shalom. If you are interested in today's subject, there are two Billy Brim ministry events you will want to attend. First, our two schools of eschatology in Branson, Missouri. Eschatology means the study of last things. In a classroom setting, we do an in-depth study 5 hours a day, Monday through Friday, into biblical prophecy and current events in the light of the Bible. Eschatology 1, July 5 through 9. Eschatology 2, July 12 through 16. Call 417-336-4877 today to register. And then, especially in light of this election year, you will want to attend our annual prayer meeting in Branson from October 27 to November 1st, the day before the election. This annual meeting with Lynn Hammond, Ken and Gloria Copeland, Rachel Tiefenteller, Billy Brim, and people who work together in prayer is powerful. Call us today for more information, 417-336-4877. I do thank you for listening. And if you would like to have these 2 weeks of radio broadcasts on Israel and Brussels, you may obtain them from us for $5. That's 2 weeks for only $5, two cassettes for $5. Call us today at 417-336-4877 or call us toll-free at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.